Today, Judicial Watch announced that it had filed a federal lawsuit against the Commonwealth of Kentucky over its failure to take reasonable steps to maintain accurate voter registration lists. The lawsuit alleges that 48 Kentucky counties have more registered voters than citizens over the age of 18. Now, Kentucky was one of a dozen states that Judicial Watch had sent a notice of violation letter to earlier this year threatening to sue because they had counties in which the number of registered voters exceeds the number of citizens of voting age. The president of Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton, said Kentucky has perhaps the dirtiest election rolls in the country. What about this? We're going to talk to one of their lawyers who is an expert on voting rights and voting laws. Robert Popper has been with Judicial Watch since September of 2013. He's a senior attorney and director of Judicial Watch's Election Integrity Project. And before he joined Judicial Watch, Mr. Popper worked for 8 years, five as deputy chief of the voting section in the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice. And then also worked as a private attorney in New York, where his practice extended to a wide range of legal matters, including voter rights. So we're happy to have Mr. Popper with us this afternoon. Robert, welcome, sir. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me. I mean, you summarized the whole thing. I have nothing else to talk about.
So. That's your whole resume right there.
Well, and also the case. That was very net.
Oh, well, no, I have more to ask you about the case. First of all, we were one of 12 states. Are we the first one you decided to sue?
Technically, the second. We also sued Maryland and Montgomery County, Maryland, over their failure to provide us documents. As you know, you're required to keep a certain set of election-related and registration-related documents for a period of 2 years and to turn them over if anyone requests them. And we had made the same request of Kentucky, by the way, and similarly got nothing. So that's also part of the lawsuit against Kentucky. But we sued Maryland first, and this is the second.
Okay. And so what is this? Is laziness? Just not filtering through the voter rolls to weed out those whose registration may have expired or voters that may have died or moved to another state?
Well, laziness is too simple. I mean, I've been doing this a lot of years, and I realize that states hate to comply with this federal law. This is the NVRA, or National Voter Registration Act. It requires states to clean their rolls on a periodic basis to make a reasonable effort to do so. And it costs money. It costs money. It takes effort. It takes organization. You know, but that being said, what we say in our complaint is true. Of all the states we looked at, and we looked at them all, Kentucky's the worst. I mean, you know, 48 counties where you have more registrations than citizens over the age of 18. And they also had, by the way, 41 counties where they had more registrations than total population, including non-citizens, over the age of 18. And, you know, they're not making reports to the Election Assistance Commission as they're supposed to. And these are all, by the way, you know, I don't want to get too much in the weeds on this, but these are all active registrations. These are not inactive registrations or registrations on some, you know, list that are just awaiting further processing. Technically, all of these registrations are people who could vote right now without any sort of, you know, process or change in what they're doing. And they're just terrible numbers. I mean, the entire state has more active registrations than it has citizens over the age of 18, and that's really rare.
So what would be the danger in terms of the integrity of our elections? As you say, I guess somebody could just come in after voting when they hadn't voted in a long period of time, or I guess I could assume somebody's identity and vote?
Well, more generally, it's double voting, I think, would be the number one problem. But, I mean, let me just give you a little context. I mean, there's a lot of debate and argument about voter ID. And should we have people prove who they are, that they are who they say they are on election day when they vote?
Yeah.
That's in-person voting. This is a much broader issue than that. Okay, the NVRA specifies that states have to clean their voter registration list. And this affects states in a lot of different ways. The main problem, I would say, in terms of fraud is double voting.
Yeah.
You know, we detect instances of this generally. I can't say that we've detected this in Kentucky yet, but we're sure going to look, where someone registers in one state, moves somewhere else, and then votes in the first state.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay?
You know, in sort of a strange statistical anomaly having to do with these things, we find a lot of husbands and wives do this kind of thing together. Not entirely sure why, but, you know, double voting is not fixed. You know, it's a different discussion than voter ID. If you go to your old residence and vote, you are who you say you are.
Right.
You've got papers. You know, it's not a question of having ID. And, you know, this problem also affects a lot of different areas of political concern. For example, there are a lot of get-out-the-vote efforts, and this is where an organization will, you know, use its people, either a political party or a political organization, to try to find people who need access to transportation to the polls, who haven't voted, who haven't registered. Well, all of those efforts cost more money when a state's voter
sure.
registration list is, you know, messed up. I mean, it costs money to send mail to people who don't live there anymore,
yeah,
or who have died.
I would imagine, too, in an effort to try to fill jury pools. There's a lot of wasted effort when you're fumbling through a lot of voter names and they're dead or they don't live there anymore or they can't be accounted for. If this is a violation of federal law, then where are the feds? I mean, here again, it comes your organization, Judicial Watch, doing the – and this has been happening over and over again. You guys are doing the yeah. work that either the federal government or the Congress ought to be doing.
Well, thank you. We are. We like to call ourselves, in a phrase of complete self-aggrandizement, the People's Justice Department.
Yes.
I mean, the actual Justice Department should be doing this work. The last NVRA list maintenance case, that's what you call it, you know, it's a lawsuit about cleaning up your voter rolls. The last such case was brought by the Justice Department in 2007, and I brought it.
Mm-hmm.
I was the person who was there. We brought it against the city of Philadelphia, and, you know, we brought five previous cases. And then when the Obama administration came in, that kind of lawsuit simply vanished. There has not been one now in 10 years.
Hmm.
Now, private groups like me, like a couple of other groups, I mean, you know, me, Judicial Watch, like a couple, like us,
right.
and a couple of other groups have, you know, done these kinds of lawsuits and have gotten good results. But you're absolutely right. The government should be doing this, and there's no shortage of targets. I mean, we sent letters to 12 states just because we're limited in resources. We had a demographer look throughout the country. There are about 3,000 counties in the entire country.
Yeah.
And we had data enough to test about 2,600 of them. And we looked for counties where the number of voter registrations was higher than the citizen voting age population. And we found over 400 such counties.
Wow. Yeah.
If the federal government could get involved with its great, you know, pack of in-house lawyers, that would be wonderful. That is what they're supposed to be doing, and they're not doing it. You know, and I can't really explain to you why. I could understand, you know, perhaps ascribe ideological motivations to not doing it under the Obama administration. I don't know what the motivation is now.
Well, maybe just understaffed with Trump appointees in the Justice Department now. So since the federal government doesn't come calling and it's Judicial Watch filing the lawsuit, you speak of partisan or ideological bents. Is this what you expect in response? Well, that's Judicial Watch. They're a right-wing organization. There's nothing to see here. And
well, you know, let's.
But the numbers are the numbers.
In fact, Kentucky is a red state.
Yeah. Well, the numbers.
We're a bipartisan organization.
Right.
I mean, in the past, we've sued Dick Cheney, you know, for records related to his energy task force. I mean, I love working here because, in fact, we do. Conduct our work in a bipartisan way, and we will sue anyone. There are other states that we probably will sue, but, you know, if we're just partisan actors, then why are we moving in a red state? You know, and
yeah.
I can tell you the reason is because the voter rolls are a mess.
Yeah, and the
They're
numbers
the
are the
in the country,
and numbers are nonpartisan. The numbers are the numbers. If you've
yes.
got the numbers to back, I'm sure you do, to back up your claim that 48 Kentucky counties, here's the list. Of registered voters, here's your population, and it don't match, it don't jive. I mean, the numbers are the numbers. You ought to change your slogan. I mean, your slogan is because no one is above the law. You ought to change it to Judicial Watch will sue anyone. That's a better marketing slogan.
I was hoping that was understood. But, you know, I'll tell you, the first comment that I've seen, at least on the Internet, is a comment by someone for the Secretary of State's office. And the comment was just what you said. We're partisan. Mm-hmm. You know, we're a conservative organization, not to be trusted. It's just not why we're there. It's not why we're suing. When I was at the Department of Justice, we sued red states and blue states. And now that I'm here, we will continue that tradition. And, you know, it's not about the parties. It's about the voter rolls. And they're a mess. I mean, to have a registration rate in north of 100%, you know, it composed entirely of active registrations is astonishing. And, mm-hmm. you know, to have 48 out of 120 counties where this is the truth, it's something's got to be done.
Yeah.
The Justice Department won't do it. We're happy to do it.
Yeah, do your job. I mean, whether you're a county clerk, and I guess this starts at the county clerk level, and the Secretary of State, I guess, oversee the county clerks to make sure that there is integrity in the voting and should be double-checking and making sure that the voter rolls are as accurate as possible. I mean, there shouldn't be anything like 48 counties where you have more registered voters than citizens of voting age. I mean, you might have, you're going to have discrepancies here and there, or things, or, you know, somebody missed something somewhere, but not to this extent.
Well, most states, you know, it can happen for a couple of reasons. First off, it can happen where, you know, just voter rolls are not being maintained. They're not being cleaned. Mm-hmm. Deceased voters and people who move out of state are not being removed. That can happen. It also can happen, you know, on a very temporary basis where someone who hasn't cleaned the voter rolls for a while decides it's time. And then a lot of people go perhaps on an inactive list, and you have to wait to remove people, make sure they really have moved out of state. And, you know, that can temporarily swell the voter rolls. But the fact is that most states in the United States, the median state has two counties.
Mm-hmm.
Where you have that situation.
Right.
Okay. 48 or 40% of all Kentucky counties is just too high.
Yeah, way too high. So where does it go from here, Robert? You guys have filed the suit, and how long does something like this normally play out? I guess it varies. Any idea?
It varies considerably, and if you've ever litigated, a lot of it is mundane. I mean, we're going into the holiday season, and so presumably there will be extensions to accommodate the holidays and people's holiday schedules. And, you know, what you do is you get a response from the person you've sued, and that can either be a motion to dismiss your complaint because it's, you know, doesn't state a claim in any universe, and you often see that kind of a motion, and just that it's defective as a matter of law, or else they'll answer the complaint, and then we will pursue discovery. We'll look for the documents that we couldn't get any other way.
Mm-hmm.
We'll try to understand what's happening. And then if you can't settle a case, and, you know, I'll tell anyone, in addition to the fact that we'll sue anyone, we'll settle with anyone. Okay?
Yeah.
And if we don't manage to do that, you go to trial, and then the judge decides.
Yeah, because if you reach some kind of a settlement, it's, okay, we're going to get this fixed. Presumably.
Yeah, we've reached, Judicial Watch has reached settlements with a settlement with Ohio in 2012. Mm-hmm. And yes, that's the easiest way to do this. But Kentucky's voter rolls, frankly, are much worse than Ohio's were, and are the worst in the country. I mean, it's not hyperbole. Depending on how you want to measure it, that's a very easy thing to show.
Robert, I appreciate your time and your all's efforts, and we'll keep an eye on this, and thank you very much for appearing on the program this afternoon.
It was my pleasure.